Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced it'll soon begin the rulemaking process to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list. Ethan Lane is the executive director of the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Federal Lands and says this week's announcement is some very good news for ranchers nationwide.
Well, this is a big win. It's the start of a long process, but just getting this ball rolling after years of stalling from the Fish and Wildlife Service on efforts to delist the gray wolf nationally, getting this first step of getting the proposed rule out the door is a tremendous victory, not just for Western ranchers, but for ranchers throughout wolf country.
Now, the announcement was made Wednesday by Acting Department of Interior Secretary David Bernhardt in a speech to the North American Wildlife and Natural Resources Conference in Denver, which, by the way, Ethan Lane was in attendance. Now, keep in mind, it hasn't been officially recorded in the Federal Register, but once it does, it'll be opened up for public comment. In the meantime, environmentalists are already criticizing the proposal, arguing that wolf populations remain too low to be considered recovered. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.